From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Iran's foreign minister is in Washington on a rare visit on the eve of key meeting in Geneva, where the U.S. and other world powers will press Iran to curb its nuclear ambitions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the department agreed to let the Iranian foreign minister, Manoucher Mottaki, come to Washington to visit the Iranian interests section at the Pakistani embassy.
I wouldn't read too much into this. It was a straightforward request, and we granted it.
Crowley said there are no plans for Mottaki to meet with U.S. officials or anyone acting on behalf of the Obama administration. He also denied that letting the foreign minister come here was a gesture to Iran, as U.S., European, Russian, and Chinese diplomats prepare to meet with Iran's nuclear negotiator in Geneva. Crowley said that the U.S. is hoping it will be Iran making a gesture there to clear up concerns about its nuclear ambitions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Relief efforts are underway in both Indonesia and the Samoas after a pair of unrelated earthquakes hit within 24 hours of one another. In the case of Samoa, the strong 8.0 magnitude quake yesterday sparked a series of tsunamis that caused extensive damages and have claimed more than 100 lives, so that is expected to go higher. Meantime, in Indonesia, they are still assessing the damage from another strong earthquake that hit there Wednesday, flattening buildings and knocking out power to thousands. Officials in Jakarta are saying at least 100 people are known dead, but the death toll there is also likely to rise. Food and Drug Administration is saying it plans to revise the way it makes announcements on food and drug safety. The proposed change in policy comes some 3 years after the federal advisors called for major changes at the agency. In a move toward meeting that goal, the FDA says it plans to begin studying how the public responds to its announcements concerning potentially dangerous food and drugs. The Environmental Protection Agency says it is holding up approval of permits for coal removal from dozens of mountaintop mines in four states. That's because of clean water concerns. Jessica Lilly of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
In mountaintop removal, the tops of ridges are blown off to reveal coal seams underneath, and leftover rock is dumped into nearby streams. After months of study, the Obama administration has announced it cannot approve 79 permits for mountaintop removal operations in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. The EPA says the mines would significantly harm water quality downstream. Coal industry leaders warn of massive layoffs and higher electricity prices. But the permits are not off the table. The EPA says it will work with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to modify them so they do not violate federal water quality standards. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens, West Virginia.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 29 points to close at 97.12. The Nasdaq was down a point today. This is NPR. A new EU-backed report claims that Georgia started last year's August war with Russia. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The independent report, commissioned by the European Union, blames Georgia for starting the five-day war with Russia, but says Moscow's military response went beyond reasonable limits and violated international law. The report also claims that both sides broke international humanitarian laws and found evidence of ethnic cleansing against Georgians in the rebel province of South Ossetia. Both Russia and Georgia say the report backs up their interpretations of the war. Analysts say that the report could intensify Western concerns about Georgia's leadership and the stability of the former Soviet Republic, which hopes to join NATO. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
First Lady Michelle Obama is in Denmark, where she has been holding one-on-one meetings with VIPs and dining with stars and dignitaries as part of the U.S. effort to clinch the 2016 Summer Olympic Games for the U.S. First Lady arrived today ahead of President Obama's expected arrival Friday. Speaking at a reception sponsored by Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, the First Lady said her hometown will be a prime venue for the Games.
They'll be 15 minutes from any competition site that they'll be able to walk, ride, or bus to some of the greatest cultural offerings that this nation, that this world has to offer.
The Obamas, as well as other Chicagoans, are hoping to commit Olympic Committee members to choose the Windy City over Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, or Tokyo, which are also vying for the 2016 Olympics. Crude oil prices posted a major run-up today. Futures were up $3.90 a barrel, ending the session at $70.61 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.